on how I feel tomorrow when I edit.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I am only like 15 beers in, so we're good. We are good, but I have energy.
15 beers.
I have some energy tonight, man. No. I definitely have some energy.
Only, it's
tonight.
Nothing.
Oh, dude,
it's a shower.
Man. Yeah. Dude, it's usually, I was playing fucking Red Dead Redemption the other day. It was like 29.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, come on. Nate. Wait till we hang, man.
I'll tell you right now, bro. I drink 29 beers. I'm asleep.
You're going to be drinking 29 beers.
Yeah.
You're going to be
asleep. It's going to be the Dust Mites Challenge. 29 beers.
Bro, I'm going to be asleep after 15.
After 15, you're going to be hungry.
Now, this is where you, this is where you throw the Dust Mites.
What else are we doing?
This is where the Dust Mites math comes in. Like, this is where the math comes in. Like, if I did 29 Yinglings, I'd be fucking done. But if I'm drinking like a light beer, because I know I'm doing podcasting for like 12 hours, I won't drink a heavy beer. I'll drink a lighter beer. So if I could drink 29 Coors Lights or Coronas, it's like fucking me drinking fucking water with a little bit of fucking shot of fucking alcohol in it.
Corona aren't even in the same fucking.
I know. It's liquid water and piss. It's light piss and it's dark piss. That's the difference between those two.
I mean, listen, bro. I can drink 15 beers if it's like over the course of like a 5 or 6 hour period.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll see what happens when you come here to Jersey.
I can drink 15 with this right here, man.
We'll see.
All right. So we'll see what the fuck you're talking about. You got to put your fucking – yo, we got to talk about that shit. So if we're definitely doing this, I need to put it on paper. I don't know if I should take a vacation or just take an extended fucking weekend. So we need to talk about that. So,
yeah, for sure.
Or you just might just be I'll be working and this will be a flop house for you. I'll just give you a key and you come and go as you please.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
You know, feed the cats and don't be a creeper and try to sneak in my bedroom.
Deal.
all I got to do is feed the cats. I don't have to jerk you off. All right, that's great. Huh?
I'm easy. I'm an easy resident.
I'm sure you are.
You have to jerk the cats off.
You feel like
just a little bit.
Sunday
little bit,
morning.
You know? You got to flip the bean a little bit on them. I think that's the intro.
I think the cats are females, though.
I definitely think that. I think we flipped the intro right there. So we'll get a couple of seconds of silence, and then Mr. Nathan can do his thing after he coughs. I called it. Mitty, did I call it or what?
You knew the look in his eye, man. He was struggling. He was like,
Arctic Mitty. You know, like Mitty could be like a G.I. Joe figure. Like you know, like Arctic Mitty, you know, Jungle Mitty. different.
I'm both in one today. Like Arctic and Jungle.
He's on the Tiger Force.
He's everywhere. He's like a fucking bad rash. He's everywhere.
There's like, yo, we need another guy to throw out. Where are we going? Somewhere awful. Who wants in? Mitty, you're on the team.
That's it. Extended intro.
You know, that would actually be funny to go back and watch all the G.I. Joe episodes when they're like out of the country and then just see like which G.I. Joe got on most of them. Like no matter where they were, like – Was Quick Kick like the most recruited G.I. Joe for all the missions?
Dude, why was he all over the place? It's like it used to make me wonder, like, why was fucking Shipwreck like one of the main characters in one of the early seasons? Like he was everywhere. Shipwreck was everywhere.
Yeah, it's the voice.
It was a Jack Nicholson thing. You definitely think it was like the Jack Nicholson thing? Like
He was very distinctive in not only in voice but in outfit from everybody else.
Character.
Dude was wearing fucking bell bottoms.
Like a bird.
He was wearing one of those fucking handkerchiefs around his neck, wasn't he? Like
he was the link between like you know the Pirates of Dark Water or whatever. You know he was like pirate, but like you know he was.
Dude, I don't believe that one. Fucking iota. I don't believe that at all. Why the fuck was he such a fucking... Why was he such a big character in those fucking series? You know, we don't normally talk... We're going to talk G.I. Joe right now. And you know what? If we're going to extend the intro, we're going to fucking extend the intro. Because I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
Just shipwreck.
You guys got nothing on this.
The whole shipwreck.
You don't understand where I'm coming from with this. Why the fuck?
I want to understand. Quick Kick. No.
And when Nate was saying Quick Kick was a big character too. Why? The guy was boring as fuck.
Because he was a ninja, bro. And it was
he wasn't a ninja. He was a fucking bona fide fucking karate tournament.
Yeah.
Fucking Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Keep the leg, Johnny, motherfucker.
That's you just answered your own question. Hey.
That's all he was. Yeah. He wasn't a ninja. He
needed defense against Storm Shadow, man.
Dude, the dude had Chinese stars on his fucking belt. He wasn't a ninja.
I'm just saying, dog. You just said it right there. It was Ralph Macchio and Karate Kid, and that was hot. And so, Mitty, let's not do that again. Mitty just
fucked up that whole intro.
Let's not do that again.
But yeah,
the G.I. Joe bit needs some G.I. Joe music, man.
I don't fucking get it, man. I just don't fucking get it, man. There's a lot of things about the old G.I. Joe series I just don't fucking get. But I still love it, and I still watch it, and I'm a fucking fan for life.
Ace is the only guy that in a fucking fighter jet has to wear a fucking mask.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody else is good. Everybody else is good. They're flying the same fucking jet. Yep. Fucking laying there with this big fucking dome on his head. He looks like he looks like one of the villains from Scooby-Doo. You remember that? The villain from Scooby-Doo with the fucking helmet on his head?
There's no way
everyone
wearing a fucking mask.
No shit. No shit.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but like one of my things that I've always thought was how they kind of bent the line between like some characters kind of had supernatural abilities, but like not everybody did, and they were all kind of tied to a kind of realistic worldview. But yeah, right. It was right. Like, right? Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy fuck at all. See, you know what? This is something we don't talk about enough, and I think we really need to get it off our fucking chest. I honestly fucking have to. I mean, after all these years, 40-some-odd years old, I need to fucking release it and let fucking
people let it out. How I feel let like. It out.
It was such a big part of my fucking childhood, and it's just like, I love it to death, but now as an adult, I'm like, what the fuck were they thinking? You know what they were thinking about? We need to sell some motherfucking toys.
Exactly
boom, 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 boys. Boom.
Of course.
That's exactly right.
You get a toy. Hammer. You get a toy. You get a toy.
Because Larry Hama said like he enjoyed writing that comic book, and the writing on the comic book was crazy. It was nothing like the cartoon, and it had really in-depth characters and storylines, but he said every fucking week he would get a fucking piece of fucking paper on his desk that introduced 35 new fucking characters, which were the new toys. And we were like, we want it all in one issue. How the fuck do you introduce 35 characters in one issue? And he said the best way it was, make a motor pool in the pit and 35 characters are hanging out in the pit.
Rolling right out.
You go from one to the other to the other thing. It was like a Goodfellas montage. You got Nicky Eyes. You got Pete the Killer. You're just walking through the pit like it's a fucking Scorsese Goodfellas fucking montage.
Joe Pitt.
You know, I got that thing for you, Duke. It's all good. All right, you know, he's walking with Lady J. He's chilling. Yeah. Like, you never know. It's gone for ragged riches.
Hello, and welcome to the Terradrome, the podcast by the guys, the podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because it just might be. How's it going, fellas? Episode number 37. We good?
Oh, fucking A, we're good. How are you?
Good.
How are you, my friend? My friend. Speaking from a different land, my friend.
My friend.
We got a little different audio from here. What are you on? Like a gateway computer?
No, I'm on the same laptop, but I'm at my mom's house tonight.
I guess it's a little different acoustics in the background. No trap house tonight. You got Venetian blinds that are all in a line and they're not broken.
Real house this evening.
So. No bullet holes in the fucking wall. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what? You can finally sleep tonight because there's not an empty bottle of Mickey's 40 ounce next to you on the bed. Laying next to you.
I'm not worried about the fucking police helicopters overhead. Bo Walker, the mayor of Macon, my friend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing very good.
You're looking very good.
Oh, thank you. I don't know that I look good, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Your hair's coming back a little.
Yeah, you know. I got my nice sweatshirt on, my super swanky one, the one you liked so much. I'm wearing it.
That's a sweatshirt? It looks like a Fruit of the Loom long sleeve t-shirt.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah, it's not a sweatshirt. It's not really a sweatshirt.
There's no sweater.
It's a light sweater. Light sweater is what it is.
It's got fewer calories. It's light.
It's a gluten-free sweater.
It's organic
gluten-free collection. Yeah. Breakout this time of year.
Yeah. Next episode is going to show up in a man bun.
How was Bingo?
Bingo went good. Just to let you guys know, I think Bingo might be on its final legs here at the end.
No, it might be here
at the end of Bingo. Yeah.
No, we need to do Cobra Law Bingo.
Yeah.
Why it wasn't a big turnout tonight?
No, well, it wasn't tonight. Tonight was a great turnout. There were a ton of people there. But it's just been a lack of consistency thing where it hasn't proven to be.
Okay. So.
Yeah. And I mean, you know,
can they lock down why some nights are better than others? Is there anything going around in town that would bring more people in?
I mean, there is sometimes, but I mean, I think a lot of it is just that it's a Monday and then, you know, some days are cold. Some days are rainy.
Would it be lack of advertising?
I will say that. Yeah, I will say, not to step on any toes and fuck them. No, they're not fuckers. They're not. They're good.
They're not here.
I'm not gonna say that. You can say that, and I'll
you know what? I'm gonna tell you guys right now. Fuck you and the Bingo that you fucking doing. Put some money. You know what? I mean, yeah, I'm on that level tonight. You gotta put money into your fucking project.
Yeah.
If you want this thing to work, put some money into it. True. Call the local radio station. It doesn't cost you nothing. Give a donation of fucking $50. Mention us on your morning show. You know, every stupid local radio station has the morning show where they talk about the traffic and the weather and the stupid shit that's going on in town. There's the Christmas parade on Saturday the 7th. It's going to be fantastic. And by the way, go to Bingo on Monday. You know, just pay the money and just fucking do it, man. These local small places, just pay the money. So this,
yeah, that would have helped. That would definitely helped.
Honestly, they don't want it to work. They don't want to make money. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well,
if you had to guess, how many more shows you got left? Just the month?
Oh, there's one. There's one more.
Maybe just one more. Next
Monday will be probably the last Bingo I do.
Probably.
I am open to doing one night a month. I think that's what we need to do. I think we need to do it one night a month and go big, go fucking big, have a big prize, big prize. Yeah. Have a couple of different prizes. Have like one really
Realm
big
one. Realm of presents Bingo with Bo.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think, and theme it like, you know, I'm already kind of doing that where like Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever the holiday of the month is, you know, you kind of gear the material towards that and I spray paint different statues and decorations for trophies. So like this
wow Out of your pocket.
Out of my pocket, yeah.
Of course. Now did you bring it to the table with them to see what they would think with that?
I was supposed to do that tonight, but we didn't. Stoner. No, I was there. Manager wasn't there.
So maybe that's what you need. That's what you need to bring to the table. I think that would be a better venue,
right?
Giving it a couple of weeks in advance, you could plan it out,
right?
Set something bigger. You can make it. You know, and one thing, like anything in our lives, anything that you do all the time gets repetitive and you get bored of it. Every once in a while, make it a big deal. Holy shit!
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Booyah! Bingo night, baby. You know, and go all out once a month.
Bo, you gotta let them. You gotta let them give you two more shows, Bo.
Yeah, we'll see.
You gotta let them give because then the following Monday would be the 24th, which is Christmas Eve. You gotta just let them just finish out the 10th and the 17th.
Well, I can't do the 17th because they have their employee Christmas party that night.
Fuck them.
And then Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. So.
Yeah, basically the employees don't give a fuck about you. About you as an employee. So fuck them and their Christmas party.
Oh well,
that's coming from me.
I might be
back. The Christmas for me, party. I would say fuck him from the back.
Hey, Bo, on your very last bingo, man, can you yell out me 86?
Me,
I don't get that. What's that?
86 is a joke for death. He's saying me. It's his last bingo. I got it, man.
I didn't get it at all. I get it. I do get it now. Yes.
It's like I'm out of here. I'm like, hey, yeah. 86.
86.
Over there writing bars. Vinny's over there writing bars.
Yeah.
Doing artwork, splicing videos.
Yeah. Just.
Next thing you know, Mitty's going to be doing bingo with the
Cactus Records, the one man show. This guy's got it.
He's doing bingo to the salamanders in the back with the cacti.
Oh, Jesus.
You hear how late he laughed on that one, man? Mitty, you're fucking. That fucking delay is definitely trash, man. I'm so sorry, man.
I'm over my internet, bro. I'm over my internet bundle.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's the beginning of the month. Trash for me.
Both. What's that? What did
you say? But yeah, I want to just say I'll finish off and say I had a good bingo. It was a good time tonight, and I've had a good time doing it. It's been a lot of fun, and it's, if nothing else, it's made me very comfortable just getting up in front of
public speaking.
Yeah,
public speaking.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Every week, every Monday, getting up in front of a totally different group of strangers. It's been very beneficial for me.
Wait till we take the show live.
Yeah.
Wait till we take this shit live. Then you're gonna really know how it is, man. I've been doing this shit for like almost 4 years now, man. And with my job as being in management, it's made it so much easier. Would I be as open as I am now if I didn't do this? No way. But you just get comfortable with it, man. Just say fuck it and just do it, man. But
yeah,
honestly, man, think about packaging your shit and going to the next fucking bar down the road. That's it, man. Put it out there. Go to every bar in your area or restaurant who has or serves alcohol and present the package. This is what I do. This is what I did.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Just do it, man. Put it out there. Yeah. Because you definitely enjoy doing it. And it's definitely something. I'm telling you, man, I would love it because local bars, they do their trivia nights, they do their poker nights, they do whatever. A fucking comedy bingo night, man. It's off the fucking rails.
Yeah,
it's different. It's different, man. Run with it. Run with it. Make it yours.
Like it.
Well, yeah. You better.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Uncle Dust talking to you.
Uncle Dust.
Well, Bo, I'm not gonna lie, buddy. Man, I'm really glad that I didn't book tickets because I was literally I'm not even gonna lie. Your wife, because I DM'd your wife and made sure that it was okay if I showed up. And I was walking into bingo night on the 17th.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
Nate's got that bank account. Like, what?
Sliding in them DMs.
Hold on. Yeah. I wasn't even going to tell Mitty and Dust. And I was going to surprise you on bingo night because my other buddy, one of my really good friends, moved to Georgia recently.
Oh, yeah, because of his – it wasn't because of you, Bo. It was because of his other buddy.
Fucker. I was going to go visit him and rent a car and then drive from any place to Macon on Monday. And I was going to fucking walk into bingo night and not tell Dustin Mitty. And then when it was time to do the show, we were just going to show up together in your screen in your house.
Wow. It can still happen. I can edit this out and we can still do it.
If bingo was over and you even said that the 17th they're doing the Christmas party.
Yeah. This is my most heartbreaking thing to have to tell you definitely there will not be a bingo on the 17th. I'm so sorry. Yeah. There will not be. I wish more than anything that there was, but there will not be.
Go get another gig. Go to the bar down the road, bro.
Bro, Pumps hit me up and he was like, because I was talking with him and he was like, dude, if you do that, I'll drive up from Nashville. We were going to walk in together.
Oh, man.
Dude, that would be fun.
You can ask your lady, dude. Like a month ago, I hit her up and was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And she was like, we've got a spare room. That would be fantastic, blah, blah, blah. Like, I won't tell them. And then, like, now, like, I was about to book tickets, like, next week. And now, like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Definitely don't do it. And not for that weekend. Let me just say this. The only thing that is different is that I won't be doing bingo.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
You're still allowed to come hang out.
Yeah, come through.
But by all means. You have a place to stay here, my friend. I just won't be doing bingo. We'll be doing other stuff.
Just don't put them in the tent.
Yeah, I
was gonna wear a GoPro just to see your face.
Oh, dude!
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you right now, I am the kind. I don't do good with surprises. I would have freaked out. You would have caught me on some kind of level. I would have lost my shit. Yeah,
that's fucking dope, man. That's fucking crazy.
Damn, man, I'm bummed.
I'm so sorry, dude.
It would just be
you know what? We will definitely have another chance in the future. I'm sorry. What did we say, Nate?
I was going to say, then it would have been – not only would have been a wild surprise, then when you two looked at the screen and me and Bo were sitting in the same room, you guys would have been like, holy shit.
And then when the cable don't work, we'll be like, oh, damn.
So I'm just saying, because Bo is going to hit the pavement and get this thing moving at another place, we'll have opportunities in the future to do it, right, Bo?
Yeah.
All right, you go to your manager right here. Sure. We're gonna make this work. We're gonna be on fucking cable. We're gonna be on streaming sites. We're gonna be doing fucking the Bo Bingo, Bo Bingo, Bo Bingo. It's one word. Bo Bingo. It's Bo Bingo.
We're gonna be on Pornhub. Bo
Bingo. Oingo Boingo. Yeah. Bo Bingo.
Midichlorian music.
Yeah, that's me.
How are you, sir?
Yeah. Here we go. Character time. Be yourself, Joe.
It's been an interesting day. It's been a fun day, man. I got to see the Straddle launch today. You guys know what that is?
It's like a
futuristic type of airplane where they have two airplanes that are like straddled together. So I've seen that. It was pretty dope. Like it flies out of the spaceport out here every once in a while, and man, it's pretty cool to see like up close. Because I was on the freeway, and I pulled over because I got really close to it, and it's pretty dope.
That's dope.
I don't know what they're going to do with them, but yeah, I mean, you see shit like that out here all the time. That stealth bombers and all type of crazy military aircraft, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man.
Well, he's...
Shout
out to Roswell.
Yeah,
but you know what's crazy? Like, I lived in L.A. for a long time, and you have the big earthquakes. Out here, you have sonic booms. And those sonic booms will start off like a big ass earthquake, like boom, everything will fucking rumble and it'll go away. Like I can see people fucking off from heart conditions from Sonic Booms out here, man. Shit is real.
Is Guile out there fucking training?
Sonic Boom!
Sonic Boom!
Are you good? Sonic Boom! Are you good?
Fucking morons. Nothing but quality podcasting from this fucking
place. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yoga fire.
Turn it on right now.
Yep. No wonder why we don't have any 5-star reviews.
Let me tell you, man.
Rate with a 5-star review because that's what all the cool guys are doing.
You know, Apple is going to feature our podcast because I'm going heavy on the Apple today, man. I had a life-changing experience when I used the Apple Pencil. I don't know if anyone out there has used the Apple
Pencil. The segue to the Apple Pencil.
Fucking damn. Like, if you use an Apple Pencil, it is just it's crazy, man. It's like
holding, holding a pencil
over your body, man. No, it's like holding any brush, tip, pencil, spray can. Like, you got it all at your fingertips, man.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of the dudes like. That's pretty much any artist or illustrator. That's all digital now.
It's over now, man.
Yeah, because back in the day, I had the Wacom tablets, and you would have to look down while you're using the tablet while it's on your computer screen, and that was bullshit, man. That was hard to do. I don't know how those cats do it, but when you could use a touch screen and use an Apple Pencil, I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, son.
Yeah, my mom actually just got it too. Very cool. Very cool.
Yep.
Edward Dustmites, my friend.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the territory. My name is Dustmites, and I'm hanging with a bunch of fucking jerk-offs tonight. So, just saying it. You're a bunch of jerk-offs. Anyway, but, you know.
Thank you.
What's up, people?
How are you?
Chilling, man. Had a good night tonight. I'm feeling better. I still got the cough. I still got that nagging, hacking, fucking ex-girlfriend fucking giving you bullshit from fucking every angle cough that's fucking in my fucking chest. But yeah, man, it's almost done, man. I figure out another 5 or 6 days and I'll be garbage free, phlegm free. Shout out to hashtag phlegm free in the chat. Throw
bring the motherfucking mucus.
Yeah, shout out to bring the motherfucking mucus.
Oh, babe, on a side note, it's funny that when you guys were doing that, bring the fucking mucus and all that kind of shit. It was episode 36.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh, wow. I didn't even put that together.
Phlegm tank clanging. Yeah. Flute tank clang.
We're so hip. We do shit inadvertently. You
know? Yeah, it happened to be episode 36, which I thought was really fucking cliche, and I like that nobody fucking noticed.
Nobody caught on to it. I caught on to it when I saw the title. When I saw the title, I was like, oh yeah, that makes a little sense. But yeah, man. I'm almost there, man. This is one of those things you just don't fucking you don't wish on anybody, man. It's just fucking.
Oh, there's some people I could wish it on.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you're gonna wish ill will on someone, you don't wish a flu. A typhoid.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Typhoid and fucking smallpox.
Ill will, rest in peace.
Or anything else that name anything else that's fucking out there, you know, that'll fuck TB. Them up. Yeah, you fucking like not the good TB, the
shingles.
Bad
shingles.
I'm not talking about TB where you roll up and get a double taco box. I'm talking about the bad TB. You know, that I swang my jank into something that was fucking janky, and I got this.
Neurosis of the penis.
Yeah, cirrhosis of the eye. Man. You know. Yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm fucking happy to be here, man. And I'm happy to be here with you guys, man. I'm trying to keep it short, simple, and sweet.
You're so happy to be here that you asked me, "How was your week, Nate?"
Hold on. Hold on. Let me text you real quick. I'm gonna text you real quick. Just check your check your phone.
Yo, let me take a piss while you text.
How was you? Hold on. I'm picking up my phone. I'm trying to scroll. Wow, it's been a while since you texted me. You're down at the bottom of the list here, bro.
Oh, that's because we do other
forms. Wow, look at that. November 21st is the last time this dude fucking says anything to me.
I bet you I fucking emailed you before
then. Only when I fucking send the goods. How was your week? ? Send. All right, I sent it to you. Now you can answer you need to answer me.
Hold on. I believe I got a text.
Oh, look at that.
You get a text message?
Yeah, fucking technology, bro.
It's Dust Bites asking, how was my week? It's funny you ask. my week was all right. A big thing. I finally paid off the rest of a wedding ring.
Oh, God. Oh. Finally, it's done.
What? Did you get it back? Couldn't you return it?
Relax. We talked about this before. And don't go
opening up. Ring. I just had to just.
You have to pay. Don't open up wounds, man. Don't open up the wounds. It's
so
done.
So I got back money from my deposit from my last living situation. And I just said, fuck it, and just put all of it on the ring and paid it off.
Smart.
Now I have it so I can sell it and make the money back or whatever, but I don't have that payment every month. And it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty liberating to not have
that. Close the door, man.
That every month reminder, you know what I mean?
Now, you know what, bro? Now you live your life. Cool. Take another step and you move fucking on.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah. So that was
don't be a sucker for love.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Did that.
Look at this fucking guy living in the fucking. You're not on the phone again, are you, Joe? Love. Look at this fucking douchebag. Look at him. This fucking
punk. So I did that, and then I've just been at my mom's house helping take care of my grandma for the last couple of days.
Yo, shout out to Obama on the left.
He's in there.
Yeah, he's on the left.
He's over there. Other than that, man, the Green Bay Packers fired their head coach. Not like we're going to get into that here, but that was a thing that happened. The LA Clippers are doing really good. They're not supposed to. That's another sports thing that's in my life.
This is as good as your week is. You're talking sports? Wow, bro. You didn't leave the house much this week, did you? I mean, I don't even leave the house, and I had a better week than you.
I had to do laundry.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. I don't even talk about the laundry. If you want to do a fucking Dust Mites laundry hour, I will fucking bring you to the depths of hell.
Oh, here we go.
In this garden community that I have for a laundry room, it's the fucking worst.
I did see Creed 2.
Tell me.
Nice. How was it?
Yeah, it's great.
Did you guys see Creed 1?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I kept seeing Wallace from The Wire.
I thought it was great.
Hey, speaking of movies, Nate likes that Dust did it, and I seen Jumanji, and I loved it. That shit was pretty dope.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course I did. It's dope.
It doesn't take much for you. You see someone juggling, you just watch.
Hey, Jumanji was good.
Hey, is Creed? I got a question. Is Creed 2 Ivan Drago's son? Is that the one with Ivan Drago's son? Yeah. It's like Rocky IV.
Yeah, they took
next the generation.
They took the spoon and they put it in the pot and they scraped the bottom.
they shoved it up his ass.
Yeah.
You know what? Dust, you're 100% correct. And guess what?
It's a damn good pot. It's a damn good pot. So
already got flavor.
They basically took. It's a lot of it seems like the plot from Rocky 3 for the one where he fights Mr. T and kind of made it like this, but he's fighting Rocky's son. And there was some cool stuff with like, what's it called, guys, when like they follow cannon?
Drago's.
Where they follow a timeline.
Did you just say Rocky's son?
No, Drago's son.
Drago's son. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Drago's son. I was like, all right, yeah, you got that whiny, motherfucker in the ring?
Yeah.
Is that when they like when they stick to like a timeline? It's called a canon, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it's all within the same kind of cinematic.
Yeah, right. So like,
accepted stories in the one universe. It's not a timeline. It's just stuff that is official to that brand.
Right. So like, one of the trainers of Creed's son is the son of, remember the black dude with the bald head that trained Creed and was in the corner and he was like, throw the towel, throw the goddamn towel. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy's son is like a trainer in the movie, which I thought was cool. Like, I don't know. It was, listen, I'm a Rocky nerd. I was into it. I wouldn't say it's, you know, it's not going to win any awards or anything, but you know, I enjoyed it.
Cool.
I remixed the trailer.
Go fuck yourself, right, Nate? You know what I mean?
No.
All right, here we go. Let's move on. One of the things that was a big topic at work for me, which I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Oh, God, this fucking microphone.
Mine or yours?
It's not the mic.
Can you hear me?
Internet, Nate.
Yes, I can hear you.
There we go.
No, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, you guys.
Out and clear, buddy.
Nobody answered me, you motherfuckers.
We couldn't hear you before you just said that.
Shut the fuck up. You can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
And I say, did he throw Thrago's son off a waterfall?
What?
Yeah, huh? What?
Is that a Black Panther joke?
Yeah, it's a Black Panther joke.
You got it?
See, you know what? Yeah. When I said it 7 minutes ago on my fucking microphone, fucking cut out again for the fucking 17th fucking time in an hour. Jesus fucking Christ. Decided out of the fucking blue not to work. Fuck you.
This would be a great video.
Better.
So that happened.
Edit that.
Yeah, it's great.
No, you should. That should be the intro.
Oof, I feel good. Yeah. I released it. It's all out of me.
Blowing out your speaker.
Let it out,
man. You guys gotta do. You guys gotta let it out once in a while, man. It feels good.
Yeah. That's why you gotta get some pussy every once in a while, man.
Yeah, you too. You know that shit's locked down for fucking 4 years now, man. Don't even fuck with me.
Yeah, me and Jeff
are
the single guys.
I'm not on that level.
Yep.
Not on that level.
The night don't even get me on the intimate night of the MIDI household. That's a whole episode.
There's got to be perks with all this unperked. Trust me.
Do you guys just want to do a show together? You can do that if you want.
Right. Eat my ass, Dick. Relax. Relax. We'll get to you. Dick. Your audio sounds janky, and we don't hear you, but we'll get to you. All right. Hey, everybody, shut up. Nate wants to talk.
So apparently in New Jersey this last week or whatever.
Shout out to Jersey.
Shout out to Dirty Jers.
I didn't do it. He did it.
I know. Jersey. Trust me, Gus. I keep tabs on all my kids.
Oh, yep. Check marks.
A substitute teacher told a bunch of first graders that Santa wasn't real.
Oh, yeah. Santa's not real.
Do I need to cue the music for the – this is something different?
Which I know. I thought that was awful.
Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah. It's fucking – dude.
Something super depressing.
Yeah, I thought that was awful. And I had some conversation with my coworkers, and a couple of my coworkers were like, eh, I don't know, one of the kids like six. That's not like a big deal. Like,
no, it's a big deal.
That's what I said.
Dude, I was like 9 or 10 when I found out there was no Santa Claus.
Me too.
But I'm a 70s baby, so you know things were different back then, you know? You know, adults were going to work and drinking all day back then. So, you know, like madmen, you know?
I was at least – okay, hold on. All right. We're going to do a round table real quick.
Oh,
Bo, how old were you until you believed in Santa, and how do you feel as a parent on if that was to happen to your kid?
Shit, man. If I'm being completely honest, I don't know that I know. I can remember when I found out. I feel like if memory serves me, friends of mine, close friends of mine, knew before I did, and I picked up on conversation. I picked up on it in conversation. Yeah, like it. Like they didn't
really
They didn't come out and tell me. My friends weren't going to come out and say, "Hey, Bo, this, whatever," but they were having conversations amongst themselves that I was able to be like, "Oh shit, my suspicions are correct. I was right. Hey guys, I get it." And so, I mean, I was in my probably what, like 10, 11, 12, maybe even, like, I don't know. I was relatively old.
Yeah. I think I was closer to the double digits when I,
yeah, I was around double digits for sure. Like, and two, I loved it, man. I wanted to believe it, man. I loved it. I loved Santa Claus, man. Like waking up in the morning and my parents sold it, dude. They like really, I had good parents that went over
all out.
Above and beyond to sell it, man. And they did. And for me and my, I have a little sister. And so they went all out for us. And even after I found out, like, I helped my parents keep it up for my little sister. Like, once I was in on it, like, I didn't want to spoil it for her. I was like, oh no, now I'm on this side. Like, all right, cool. What can I do to help?
We should save this for the Christmas episode.
Yeah, we should.
We're just going to do things like this.
This is preliminary Christmas discussion.
It's coming close. It's coming closer.
Yeah. But yeah.
But you know, and as a, right, yeah,
As a parent, man, I mean, my 8-year-old's already kind of asking questions, man. He's hip, dude. He knows what's up.
Yeah, eight-year-olds
don't know
now,
yet.
15, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's eight.
He doesn't know yet.
Nah, hey, I got an 8 and a 5-year-old, and neither one of them know yet. But I think my 8-year-old does know. I think he just doesn't want to let us know that he knows. You know what I'm saying? Do you know? He doesn't want us to know that he knows. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He knows. He knows. He's just not being forthcoming with that information.
Right.
Anyways, you know, he's like, yeah, here's the deal. I was going to save this for the Christmas episode, but I'll tell you this real quick. Because no. This is quick. I got plenty of other stuff. Oh, don't give me that dust. All right. This is real quick. So I got where their Lego stuff, I was having to help so much with putting together some of these complicated Lego sets that I started, if they were real complicated, if they weren't playing with it, I would put it up like in the top of their closet so they wouldn't destroy it completely.
Right.
And so recently I got down one of the old sets and they were like, oh, we forgot we had this. And I was like, yeah, I put it up because y'all destroy everything I build. And immediately he was like, you didn't build that. Santa Claus did.
Oh, got you. Oh,
damn.
Yep. And I was like, you're right. I must have been mistaken.
Got him.
I must have been mistaken. I was thinking of a different Lego set that I put together.
Yeah, you just got caught taking a dick at him, at the girl.
Yeah. So he knows. He knows.
That's funny. I like that, Bo. I like that. Dust Mites, how about you, sir? I mean, you already kind of said it.
I was closer to double digits, but, you know, like to bank on a story, since I don't have children or won't have children because fuck that shit. Niece, 1 year with my niece, and she had to be like maybe like 8, 7, 6. I don't fucking remember. But I'm not a churchgoer. I was at my sister's house for Christmas Eve, and they went to midnight mass. And while they went to midnight mass, I left with them and said, I'm going home, right? I'm going home. And they went to midnight mass, but I actually went back into the apartment. And it was my job to put the presents under the fucking, you know, the tree. And it started snowing. And it snowed enough where like there was about maybe like an inch and a half on the ground. So I went out in front of the apartment and I made skid tracks for a sleigh and I made paw tracks.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like not trying. And I was one of those super ninja not to make footprints because not that like she would understand, but you know, it was enough where I made like, I really made some fucking tracks, you know, like really like long sled tracks. And I made like little indents in the snow, like for paw tracks. And when she came home, she just went absolutely nuts. Like just not even like the presents, like always was like Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, but never to the point where like he parked his fucking car right in front of the fucking house and dropped the shit off. You know, I'm like, she's, I thought you were going home. I was like, I was going home, but then I saw this fucking trail of fucking stars and I saw it landing. And I came here and I saw him landing and like, yeah, I let him in. You know, I played some stupid shit like with that, but you know,
that's cool though.
Yeah.
That's
for my niece, like, I don't have children. Yeah, so like I live through my nieces and nephews and whatnot.
Yeah,
and that was
like, yeah, man.
And for me to be able to go and do that. Like, and I remember back in the day, like my mom with the cookies and the beer, you know, it was always the cookies and beer, like, you know, 70s, you know, cookies and beer in Brooklyn, you know? So right, that's how it was always, you know, with us. So, and we'll save it for that fucking Christmas episode. Pre-Christmas.
Right, since you seem to be such the tough guy that knew about Santa Claus when he was five, apparently.
I was 3 months old.
Christmas for what it is,
I was
man.
3 months old and I knew he was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but literally, man, it's just so all these companies can make their end of the year quota. All right, you know we're what I'm talking saying? About it's the bottom line.
Answer, all right, but, bro. We're not trying to get into fiscal. All right,
so look.
Stop being a fucking character and just be you, man. Just talk to us.
That is me. No, this not. Is me, man. I have strong opinions. Trust me, man. I'm a ranter.
I've talked to you 100 times in a fucking in a month, and you're not you. Just be you, man.
So, I mean, I don't really remember when I realized Santa was a Santa, but I made sure to tell my kid early on that there's no Santa because I believe in trust and family should have trust. And fucking some fucking fake shit that people make up. I mean, I'm not going to perpetuate that to my kid. And then they find out, oh, you were lying to me? Like what else have you been lying about? Nah, man, like that's not right, man. You got to keep it 100 with your family. As soon as they can comprehend shit, man, you got to keep it 100. That's all I'm saying.
So they know how fake you are. Right?
I digress. Where you're coming from.
Fair enough. Listen. Yeah. I would be lying if I said there wasn't a couple of guys at work that basically said the exact same thing you did, and I can't wrap my head around it.
But yeah, you know what? This is the new fucking generation, man. That's fucked.
That's just me. I probably believed in Santa until I was like 9, 8, 9 easily. You know what I mean?
You know, if you get 6, 7 nowadays, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that reflects on like if when you were a child and your parents did that for you, now you're an adult and you want to do the same thing that your fucking parents did for your children and you can't because of the fucking internet and the fucking cell phones and the fucking bullshit.
Well, part of me bringing up the story was that a substitute teacher said that to a bunch of 6-year-olds. And it's like, dude, that's not your place.
Yeah, like dropping a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
You guys are giving me a hard time. You're fucking with me. You know what? Motherfuckers, there's no Santa Claus. Boom, I'm out.
Like, do you know what a big deal that is for all those kids that are going home and all those parents have to, like, answer these wild questions now? Like, yo, we're, like, a month out from Christmas. Just let my kids be.
Yep.
Yeah, but what about all those poor kids, man? You know what I'm saying? They wonder why they don't get a lot of gifts. And they're like, oh, I see.
My it don't matter. One or two fuck. Gifts. It don't
but
matter.
They got all these bills and shit. Like, I see the way shit is. It's just it's set up so we can spend money at the end of the year.
You know
all it is, man.
You know, I grew up in a household where my mother was on welfare. I didn't have a father. I'm going to tell you right now, a mother on welfare, I never had a bad Christmas.
Yeah.
Never. Poor kids can made still it work. Work. She made it fucking work. And you know what it tells me? The parents are lazy and they're not making it work.
Because listen, because that's the other thing too, is that if even if you find out at later age that obviously Santa wasn't real, it makes you appreciate what your parents did to make that real for you.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you want to give them even more a pat on the back, like that they don't need the accolades. Like, look, I work all these hours and I'm the one getting you these presents. It's like, nah, they're letting you have an imagination. They're letting you, you know what I'm saying? And then later you're just like, yo, it's not like they lied to me. It's like, man.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man. You lied.
Yeah, like, dude, they did that.
Not bullshit. Yo, it's check bullshit, this out, bro. Man. Like,
it's bullshit.
We'll talk in 10 it's years.
Bullshit.
Man,
it's my fucking kid knows Santa Claus, man.
And it's participating.
She's going to be the one.
I'm going to tell you right now. You're man. Fucking
she's
wrong.
She's going to be the one raking in the dough because wrong. She knows what's up at an early age.
You know what?
She knows
you're
how
wrong.
Life is.
You're fucking
how the
wrong.
World is.
I'm going to tell you right now. You're wrong.
So she's going to conquer. Conquer and destroy.
Yeah,
so
conquer and destroy in the desert. In the
talk to me desert. In 10 years.
It's desert. Yeah, it's great.
That has nothing to do with Santa.
You're fucking wrong, bro. You're fucking wrong. Let your kids grow, man. Let your kids get an imagination and fucking grow. Don't be a
listen,
fucking
fuck
a
Santa
slave.
Claus.
Don't be a fucking slave to a handheld
fuck Christmas.
Fucking, you know, whatever.
With that said, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. Making, faking, or breaking news. I'm going to read 4 news stories. The guys are going to comment on said news stories. Let me know which one they would like to hear. Then we will do a bull walker walkthrough and tell the story that gets chosen. Story number 1. Spanish man builds 60-foot spaceship to visit a planet from his own novels. Story number 1, Spanish man builds a 60-foot spaceship to visit a planet from his own novels. Story number 2, boy, that one got weird. That got real quiet there, didn't it? Story number 2, what's going on with that bizarre rectangular iceberg? I don't know. Have you guys seen this? That iceberg that's like looks like a model?
Yeah.
Story number 2, what's going on with that bizarre rectangular iceberg? Story number 3, Florida teen rescued after getting trapped in an abandoned bank vault. Story number 3, Florida teen rescued. Florida. Getting rescued after being trapped in an abandoned bank vault. And story number 4, woman sues after being jailed for cotton candy. Story number 4, woman sues after being jailed for cotton candy.
That's so fucking... Fuck you. Fuck you on that fucking last one, man.
Midichlorian Music, which story would your Santa-hating ass like to hear?
You know what? I just went and
he's got to go back and re-listen to the episode.
So all I know is about a lady that got caught for cotton candy where the police possibly thought it was drugs. That's all I got, so I got to go with that.
Okay. Dust Mike.
Yeah, that fucking cotton candy, man. I mean, you were trying to sell on the other ones, but that one was just like, what the fuck? I need to know what the fuck's going on.
Oh.
How the fuck?
Fuck Santa.
Bo Walker.
He's going left.
Hey,
give us the Bo Walker walk.
He's going way left.
Yeah, I'm going left.
Of course.
And I mean, you know, hey, maybe it's my own fault. I saw some articles about. We'll go backwards. We're gonna backtrack.
We're gonna moonwalk. We're gonna moonwalk through these motherfuckers.
It's the boatwalker backtrack.
Boatwalker moonwalk
is in the house.
Moonwalk.
So the woman with the cotton candy, they thought it was meth, and they tried to test it and thought it, there was something meth, and
they took the pill and put it in their mouth, and then
the real thing is, here's the real deal. Is that's a sad story. That's a fucking sad story. That's a woman who had some cotton candy in her car.
I want
to
know.
Went to fucking jail.
So you're not about sad stories anymore.
I'm all about sad stories, mm-hmm. but we're gonna skip past that one because it's not the sad story I want. Florida teen got trapped in a bank vault. Well. Fool me once, Florida, last week. Shame on me. Fool me twice? I think not. You don't. We will continue on.
Avoid that like it's the fucking plague, man.
No, I don't trust you, Florida. You've burned me too many times. Mm. I can't. I'm in Georgia. I'm too close. I'm in the danger zone. I can't. What? Nah, I got to stay.
Danger zone.
The what the fuck rectangular iceberg.
It's a tesseract.
I had seen pictures of this, but I thought it was like fake. I thought it was bullshit. I'm still not entirely convinced, but I feel like I'm holding Nate to a certain degree of accountability here. If you're bringing this story to me and it's some like fucking hocus pocus bullshit, like, oh well, that was the Onion. Don't. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, how dare you? I will be so mad. So I kind of do want to know that one, but at the same time, a Spanish man building a 60-foot spaceship so that he might visit a planet from a world of his own novels, from his own fictional, I'm assuming. I mean, certainly he's not writing. As if he'd already visited these planets.
That one, but fuck
him. My God. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm really kind of torn, if I'm being honest. I don't know that I've had this hard of a time deciding in a minute.
Let me make this. Let me make this real easy for you. Okay,
make it easy for me.
A Spanish man.
Oye!
A Spanish man.
What do you do?
Definitely has the travel bug. But he's not looking to take a plane or an RV. No, a self-constructed spaceship is the ride favorited by Lucio Ballesteros, an 87-year-old writer.
Who? Say that again, bro. Who the fuck was it?
Ballesteros.
87.
Ole! You know he's from Los Angeles. You know he lives in L.A. It's like, you know, the typical white
guy. Hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Spencer, homie.
The L.A. fucking white guys. Burrito. We're gonna get the burrito.
Cállate your pinche boca, por favor.
He's taking a pause. He's mad at us. Dad's mad.
An 87-year-old writer, musician.
This is another minute.
And YouTuber from Spain. Civil Nevada measures 60 feet in diameter and weighs nearly 2,600 pounds.
That's what she said.
It's even captured the attention of documentary filmmaker Zoel Mendez, who is making a film about Ballesteros and his work.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Ballesteros' estimate is that he spent more than 100,000 euros.
That's seven.
Out of
seven,
aluminum.
That's 750.
Euros? You mean pesos? No habla español.
He said that his craft won't be operational till he installs some motors.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And doesn't imagine it will be used until sometime in the far future. He said that humanity will have to evolve physically and spiritually before people can figure
out. We got a little robot there, man. We got robot?
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Robots.
We got a little robot.
With that last line.
Yeah, you got to repeat the last line, bro.
It's not even the big booby robots I like, man.
Ballesteros told Spanish newspapers that humanity will have to evolve physically and spiritually before people will figure out how the technology that powers his spacecraft works.
What? No, it is, what? Man.
Is that an option?
Yo,
he's a total flip flam guy, man. He's like a flip flam guy. I'm selling you tickets for a ride. I'm selling you tickets for a ride right now. Thank you for the cash. And you'll figure it out whenever you guys fucking figure it out.
Oh my humanity. God. Humanity on a hold. Describe the Apple Pencil. Let's have an awakening.
Someday, Ballesteros hopes
stop
that the ship will be used to travel to 10-7. A planet that comes from a series of novels written by, you guessed it, himself.
I mean, everyone knows we're from Orion's Belt, right? I mean,
you know, everybody's an L. Ron Hubbard, man. Everybody wants to touch their own cult.
You know, if this guy's willing to build a rocket, if he's that committed, yeah, like there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have written science fiction.
Dude, I built a rocket. Works. It was fucking.
Not many people have built. Not did you spend 100,000 euros on it? I mean,
no.
This guy's, I built the rocket. This guy's put it in the work.
It was
all I'm saying is
sticks and some fucking matchsticks, and I just look.
This is all I'm trying to say.
It's gonna make a sonic boom, man. It's gonna make a sonic boom and piss people off.
I want to read these books. I want to know what the world that he's so hoping he's going to discover looks like. Like, is it like freaky lizard prostitutes? And like, is it like a dystopian wasteland with like anthropomorphic reptiles? I don't know.
Yo, Bo just dropped anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic. What the?
How do you spell that?
Ant based with a lot of arms and some squigglies. Anthropomorphic.
It's when you humanize something that is not.
Don't get all humanistic. Relax. Don't get all fucking.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Don't give me that shit.
Where's the Jack Daniels? Go. There he goes. He's out. And Nate, is Nate frozen?
The writer described.
He was just waiting. We're still doing the. All right. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The writer described. The planet as being inhabited.
Yo, I gotta get a screenshot, man. I gotta get a screenshot, bro.
The writer described
the planet as being inhabited by beings very similar to humans, but with a higher stature. Explaining the planet's name, Ballesteros said the number 10 represents the unity of God. And 7 represents the dimensions of a human being. Happy trails, guys. That's it. That was the end of the article.
Hey, if you're woke, you already know about threes and nines. No tens.
Here we go. Okay. Threes and nines.
Quicksilver earned you unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
What?
Actually, that's super easy.
Is that me?
My bad. Yeah, it's you.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, that was an ad on the article.
Nice.
What?
What? MIDI was back it up. Beep, beep, beep. Ads on the Cobra Live podcast. What are you doing?
That ain't me.
We ain't making money on this shit. But if you wanna, if you definitely want to throw an ad on this show, just hit me up at enterthereamcast@gmail.com. I'm just saying.
Guys, I hate to try to rush through this, but I really I'm watching my grandma and it's over.
All right, now. Let's break it up.
Do that. Yeah, so yeah. Have a second time.
Bo?
What?
Southern second.
Bo, do you have a Southern second?
Oh no, I don't. I'm saving what I've got for the Christmas episode. So.
Oh, Christmas episode.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Midichlorian music, do you have a MIDI minute? Okay.
I would say that's a no.
I guess that's enough.
We were wondering here. If we were going to wrap this up real quick. Wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up super quick.
Yo.
Wrap it up.
What am I supposed to do here?
Just if you want to plug something, shoot something.
Dust Mites, Facebook groups. Enter the Realm on Monday nights. Realm of Collectors. You all know what the fuck I'm saying. And you know, this fucking cough. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Bo. Fuck MIDI. Fuck Nate. Mm-hmm. Fuck you all.
With that said,
bring the motherfucking mucus.
Bring the motherfucking mucus.
Farewell.
This motherfucker.
From the Terror Drum. Hey, I love you guys, but I really gotta go.
What happened there?
Yeah.
What happened there, y'all? Love you.
Nothing to eat? Wow, he just bounced out like a motherfucker. Whoa,
I'm bouncing too. God. I love you guys.
Wow. One by one. Fuck you all!
Fuck me!
Hey, Dust.
Bag, motherfuckers. Fuck you.
I love you, man.
I love you too. But fuck you.
Let's get married.
Fuck you anyway.
Come on. I'll take
this is our big carrier cast. This is our big MIDI Dust outro. And that's all you got?
I need health insurance. Let's get married, man. No,
Yeah. Fuck you and fuck your fucking. I'm out.
Let's get married.
Oh yeah, you motherfucker.